Michigan could be getting as much as 30% of its energy needs from renewable sources. This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham, in for Rebecca Williams. The Michigan Public Service Commission has submitted a report on renewable energy to Governor Snyder. That report indicates renewable energy is getting cheaper and more varied, ranging from wind and solar to biomass and ground source heat pumps. But the surprising point in the report was the statement that, quote, "It is theoretically technically feasible for Michigan to meet increased renewable portfolio standards of as much as 30% from resources located in the state," end quote. Michigan's standard now is 10% by 2015. That's way behind some other states. For example, New York's standard is 29% by 2015. California's is 33% by 2025. Colorado's is 30% by 2020. Lisa Wozniak is executive director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. She says if policymakers in Lansing want to do better, they now know they can.
I think it's the legislature's opportunity at this point to come together and create a stronger standard that saves us money, creates jobs, and protects our air, land, and water.
You can likely expect to hear more from Governor Rick Snyder on the possibilities of becoming less dependent on fossil fuels in Michigan in the coming months. This is the Environment Report. It used to be environmentalists did not want to talk about adapting to climate change. They were concerned adapting to the changes meant dodging the big job of reducing greenhouse gas emissions causing climate change. That thinking is changing. Don Scavia is the director of the Graham Sustainability Institute at the University of Michigan.
The reality is we're already experiencing climate change. We're seeing it in our workplaces, in our environment now. And it's going to get worse. No matter what we do in terms of mitigation, we got built in so much climate change that we have to prepare for it.
And Scavia says sometimes at the local level, adapting can actually be helpful in reducing CO2 at the same time.
Heat island effects in cities is a big problem. One of the adaptation strategies is putting in more green space, putting in more trees. Well, that's also mitigation because it's also keep getting CO2 out of the atmosphere. So they're not completely separate.
Beth Gibbons at the Graham Sustainability Institute works with middle-sized cities to adapt to climate change. There is some pushback among politicians about climate change predictions and computer models, but she says that's not as much of a problem as you'd think.
What's interesting is that we find that we don't even need to talk about what-ifs because we can talk about what-ares.
Gibbons says when cities start looking at the problems they have right now, city officials get it. For example, areas that are prone to flooding during heavy rains are flooding more often these days. The Great Lakes region is starting to see more precipitation with the change in the climate.
And we can say, let's look at the difference in your precipitation patterns from 1951 to 1980 and 80 to 2010. And we start to realize that what they are currently using as standards are no longer relevant for the climate experience that is happening now.
There are more intense rain events now, and cities such as Flint, Ann Arbor, Dayton, Ohio, and others are responding. But Don Scavia says adaptation to climate change only goes so far.
So people are starting to look at what do we have to do to adapt to this new climate while we're still trying to prevent the catastrophic new climate coming at us.
The experts say reducing the emissions from burning fossil fuels is the only way to stop climate change from getting much, much worse. That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.